A miracle can be defined as an unexpected, uncommon event that can't be attributed to known science or capabilities of man. The term is sometimes used in a way that de-emphasizes the unnatural and unexplained power of the event to refer to close calls or upsets or things in general that were not expected to happen. The Bible is filled with accounts of miracles in the full definition of the word, which makes it difficult for many people to take the Bible seriously or believe it. For instance, today's lesson is entitled Bread from Heaven. There was no place for Israel to buy food along their journey from Egypt, and any food they had brought with them was all gone, so they didn't see any way they were going to survive. Just as it looked like all hope was gone and they were going to die, God began to provide bread for them to eat in the morning and bird flesh for them to eat in the evening, which appeared 6 days a week in a manner unknown and unexplained by science and beyond the capabilities of man. And this continued for 40 years, even though it was only intended for the short journey to Canaan. The Bible says God not only did it to keep them alive, but also to prove or test them of their obedience to him. Today, God is still proving and testing people by and through the things we depend on for life in this world and from the non-necessities. God needed Israel to see their dependence on him to sustain their lives before he allowed them to enter the land of abundance, which he was bringing them to. But once they arrived and began to live, eat and drink well, they began to forsake their God and his commandments who had made all that possible. People today are the same way. Many tend to ignore God until they encounter a problem or crisis that they can't get themselves out of and begin to call on God for help. But as Christians and people of God, we should honor, acknowledge, and thank God for every moment and for everything. Most of all, we should be obedient to him as the material world seeks to prove us of our love and respect for our Creator and God. As for miracles, never allow someone's doubt in miracles to affect or faze you or your faith in God and the Bible. There is no greater miracle than the fact that you and I and the one who doubts miracles are alive to even talk about miracles. Our presence alone is enough to confirm the existence of miracles, an event that can't be explained by known science or the capabilities of man. They who say they don't believe in miracles are a miracle themselves. So let us thank God every day for the bread of life, for it is he who keeps us alive and will keep us alive even when we pass through the shadows of death. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section at the bottom of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.